From KUBR News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. North Salt Lake residents will elect a mayor and city council members next week, and those running for office say that Stericycle's medical waste incinerator has become the major campaign issue. The State Division of Air Quality and Stericycle are engaged in a legal battle over the level of pollutants being released from the incinerator. Meanwhile, citizens want the incinerator moved out of North Salt Lake or shut down. In the final installment of our two-part series, What's Burning in the Backyard?, KUER's Andrea Smarden and Brian Grimmett examine what a community is demanding of its leaders.
When famous environmental activist Aaron Brockovich came to North Salt Lake last month, the auditorium of Foxboro Elementary School was filled to capacity. The crowd was fired up.
After she spoke, a citizen stood up to address North Salt Lake Mayor Lynn Arvey.
If I were you, do not renew their license. It's that simple.
Later, in a quieter moment, Arvey told us that he stands with the citizens, that Stericycle should not be in the Foxboro neighborhood.
Stericycle right now, it doesn't take a genius to look out there and say we have incompatible uses. The citizens think, the city administration thinks, and Stericycle think that it's just not working there.
So what about revoking their license or their conditional use permit?
As we've talked to legal counsel, we think it'd be a long process. It would require hiring additional counsel, expert witnesses, a trial, appeals. It's just going to take a long time if you can never get it done.
So you're assuming that Stericycle would appeal?
I would be surprised if we said, we're going to take away your business license, and they said, golly gee, wish you wouldn't have done that, but we'll close our business down. I don't think it'll happen.
For a while, Arvey had been telling citizens it's out of the city's hands. It's up to the state to determine if Stericycle had violated its permit and how they would be regulated.
But in early September, Arvey started talking about this idea of moving the incinerator out of North Salt Lake. He told KUER that he had talked to Stericycle officials and that they were open to the idea. Arvey says he doesn't want to take his small city into battle with a multi-billion dollar corporation.
David beat Goliath before, and we could maybe beat Goliath again. We're talking to them, and they're telling us that they're willing to move if they can find a home. Why take the adversarial approach when we think we can get to where we as a city want to be working with them?
Stericycle has not responded to a request for comment, so we were not able to confirm with company officials if they are considering a move.
So what about Arvey's opponent, Ryan McFarlane? What does he have to say about Stericycle?
I talked to McFarlane at the protest with Aaron Brockovich. He told me he was out there to support the citizens who wanted the incinerator shut down.
If you can see it, you can smell it, it's not good. We don't want them here.
But McFarlane didn't really have a plan for what to do about it.
I don't know. I would do all I could do to help shut them down.
Looking around the Foxboro neighborhood, there are campaign signs for both McFarlane and Arvey. But some of the most active citizens on this issue say they are supporting Arvey.
Like Becca Hubrick, who lives right across the street from the incinerator with a view of the smokestack out her kitchen window.
Hubrick feels like she was deceived when she bought her home. And Lynn Arvey was the chief financial officer for the company who sold it to her, Woodside Homes.
But it's Arvey's sign she's got in her front yard. Hubrick says the important thing is that Arvey is working now to fix the problem.
There are a lot of very frustrated, very angry citizens in this community that say he should have done something a long time ago. However, he's doing something now, and I applaud that and I support that. He's what we have, and his opponent is ill-qualified to handle it.
I think it's the number one issue in North Salt Lake right now.
That's North Salt Lake City Council candidate Ryan Mumford.
Everyone I've spoken to has an opinion on it one way or another.
At a recent election forum, City Hall was filled with people waiting to hear what the candidates had to say about Stericycle. Mumford, along with his opponents, Matt Jensen and James Emery Hill, all said the incinerator was among their top priorities.
So what do they think should be done about Stericycle?
Well, they're all on board with the mayor's plan, but there is some difference of opinion when it comes to health concerns and regulations. Ryan Mumford says he lives three houses away from Stericycle, and he's concerned for the health of his family and the community.
I'm not a doctor, and I haven't done intensive studies, but I do know that pollution is a problem, and that the doctors and the scientists tell us that this is a major concern, and that maybe the regulatory levels aren't stringent enough for the health of our children.
Incumbent city councilor Matt Jensen also lives in Foxboro. He says state regulations are good enough for him.
As long as they're operating underneath their permits, they are not, according to the EPA, posing any health risk to the residents of North Salt Lake or the community. However, we have a vision of North Salt Lake that doesn't include a medical waste incinerator in the long term.
Foxborough resident Roxy Catanzaro has political signs in her front yard supporting Jensen and Arvey. She and other residents met with them earlier this month. She says they seem to be listening and responding to public pressure.
Obviously, they wanted to be reelected. So if they wanted our votes, then they knew they had to take care of things.
Catanzaro says she's worried about the possible health effects on her children from the incinerator's emissions, but moving is not an option for her family of five. She says she can't afford it and she doesn't want to.
We really love it. We're really involved in the church community down here. We love our school. We just don't want to leave. I've never been one to put signs in my yard for politics, but we love our community and we want to take care of it.
Stericycle has challenged the state's allegations that it violated its permit. The Division of Air Quality says that legal process could take months to resolve. The legislature is expected to consider a statewide ban on medical waste incineration in its upcoming session.
In the meantime, whoever is elected in North Salt Lake is under pressure to address the medical waste incinerator still in their community. I'm Brian Grimmett.
And I'm Andrea Smartin, KUER News.